A few years ago in Unalaska, a new Turkey Day tradition was born. It was Mayor Shirley Marquardt's idea, and she gave it a catchy name, Host a Coastie. When the Coast Guard deploys, they leave their homes and their families behind for months at a time, and that's rough around the holidays. Marquardt grew up in a Coast Guard family, and she saw this firsthand. So several years ago, she reached out to local families and asked if they would be willing to host crew members for Thanksgiving dinner. The Coast Guard cutter Sherman has been out patrolling the Bering Sea this fall, but they pulled into port just in time for Thanksgiving. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has the story.
Just a little more quiet, reserved, more family type.
Speed matchmaking.
That's Coast Guard Captain Joe Hester. It's Wednesday afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving, and we're sitting in Hester's office on board the cutter Sherman. Sitting opposite Hester is Unalaska City Mayor Shirley Marquardt. She's reading from a stack of forms in front of her.
There's going to be about at least 15 people at this one. They will be watching football starting at 11. This is going to be pretty rambunctious and fun.
Lieutenant Jackie Ramirez and an enlisted crew member who prefers to remain anonymous scan a list of crew who've signed up to spend Thanksgiving with a local family.
Yeah, you probably know.
You and the DC2 can play matchmakers.
As far as carrying people up.
Yeah,
like
the first house, second house.
Oh, okay.
Match made. Mayor Marquardt's father was in the Coast Guard, and she says he used to invite crew members back to their house for Thanksgiving.
And I think it was Alex Haley, 7 years ago, and they were going to be at Thanksgiving, and I went down, I asked the captain, I said, hey, you know, would it be okay if some, you know, members of the community wanted to bring some of your crew members to their homes for Thanksgiving? And he said, well, yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. You know, people get really homesick. So we tried it out that first year, and we had a riot.
16 Coasties, or about 10% of the Sherman's crew, signed up for dinner this year. Lieutenant Ramirez was one of them.
Said I was open to anything. I wanted good food and open to anything or something like that.
Good food, open to anything.
Yes.
She got that and then some. The local family she was matched with just happened to be the same one that had invited me. Peggy and Campbell McLaughlin host Thanksgiving dinner every year for a crowd of locals, especially folks without big families in town. But this was the first year they invited Coasties. I rode along with Campbell when he went to pick them up.
I'll host Myers and...
Ramirez.
That's Petty Officer Tim Allshouse, Fireman Brendan Myers, and Lieutenant Jackie Ramirez.
Well, it's about time, boys. Who's Allshouse?
I'm
President and accounted for and Myers.
Brendan.
How you guys doing?
Tim.
It's a gamble inviting strangers into your house for a holiday. Like Captain Hester said, it's a little bit of a blind date. It could be really awkward.
Let me take my shoes off, sir.
I can take your boots off. That's fine.
Now you guys just need to make yourself at home. There's some snacks going on there.
Ta-da! That is...
But then again, it could go really well. By the time all 22 guests squeezed in around the table together, everybody was in pretty good spirits.
It's happening.
It's food.
It's food. We are going to have a quick Thanksgiving prayer, and then, as tradition in this house.
We went around the table and said what we were thankful for. Allshouse summed it up for the Coasties.
For being here, for having people welcome me in their home, because I can't be at my home, and to not be on the ship on Thanksgiving.
Yes, we're glad you're here.
And Peggy summed it up for the rest of us.
This is my absolute favorite holiday because it doesn't really have any specific religious connotation. So you can have a really big variety of people together and enjoy food and friendship.
And we definitely did enjoy, especially when Petty Officer Allshouse broke out his karaoke microphone.
There is one thing I should have put on the list that I didn't, and I didn't think about doing it, even though it's like my pastime, and it's karaoke. I love karaoke. I brought karaoke with me.
You're kidding.
I did it just in case. He was worried about it, but I brought it just in case. I'm like, I don't know if anyone would be down with it, so I'll just bring it. If it comes up, I'll mention it.
Open your heart to you.
Al, are you ready for pies?
Oh, here you go. I'll play this one, guys, for you. Remember, you were on the mess deck last famous for Coast Guard Alaska. I love it.
8 hours after arriving, we were back in the same entryway where Myers had awkwardly asked if he should take off his shoes. But this time around, instead of sirs and ma'ams, hugs and kisses were flying around the room.
She gives a hug.
Do you know what? It's a European thing.
They only do it twice. They only do it twice.
It turns out Lieutenant Ramirez isn't just good at driving a boat. She's a pretty fine matchmaker as well. For AK, I'm Stephanie Joyce.